This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
It's 3 minutes past eight and you're on Joy Breakfast, but I'm no longer alone. Rach is driving all the way to Adelaide, but I'm currently joined by Samuel Roberts, who's doing a show in the Comedy Festival this year. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
How are you feeling doing shows for the Comedy Festival late at night and then getting up really early and coming and doing the radio with me?
Yeah, look, it was quite a struggle, especially for someone who doesn't drink coffee. That was...
I don't either.
Yeah.
Oh my God, we're twins.
Right?
With really different hair.
Yeah, slightly different styles. Yeah, so it was very much like a get out of bed now it's time to get out of bed.
It's the definition of 9 to 5 by Dolly Parton sometimes, some mornings, especially with the shift in the weather. Why don't you drink coffee?
I think it's just like way too bitter.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay. Every time I say that I don't drink coffee, everyone's just like, what do you mean? You're Italian. By the way, I don't eat olives either. But I've just never understood. It just tastes like dirty, bitter water.
Yeah. Which is fine. Like I'll drink an espresso martini.
No problem.
That is no problem because, you know, like, oh, like beer's not like, no one's going, oh, geez, the flavour of beer is good. It's what it gives you. It like quenches your thirst.
Yeah.
It's that kind of feeling.
Yeah.
But for a morning, I don't want a milky coffee that's just going to ruin me for the rest of the day.
I feel like a lot of people are. I'm finally just grateful that there's someone else here that understands my journey.
Oh my God, you're so welcome.
Yeah, and I'm just, everyone else is probably, you know, like throwing things throwing their phones against walls or stuff. Now, we just had Years and Years playing, a great queer banger. We love to celebrate queer music here on Joy from so many diverse artists. We are creating our own little playlist this morning here on Joy Brekkie. Well, this week, in fact, where we are playing bangers and putting together the bangers that are gay pop. So Jojo Siwa releasing, yeah, I just saw the look on your face. If I was to do a verbal explanation the minute I just said Jojo Siwa, what sound do you think your face was just making?
Yeah.
Jojo wanted to create a new genre of music that was called gay pop, which is just her new song Karma that sounds fine.
Her new song?
Well, that's a good point as well. It's not, well, I mean, you know, like, all right, you're raising valid points all around. I'm very here for them. But it got us thinking we need to collate and put together more songs to create our own gay pop playlist.
Yeah,
what are some bangers that I can add to it? Because Rach is listening to it right now as she drives to Adelaide and I need to put some more in.
Excellent. So my style of music has been described as a 50-year-old straight man's.
Love.
So, because I grew up with, you know, the Bon Jovis, the Van Morrisons,
yep.
And I still listen to them today. But, you know, since flying out of the closet, I have been pushing myself into a few other, you know, realms of the music genre world. One of my favorite songs is High Heels by John Duff.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And it was like, oh, because it's very like Jess Glynn.
I was about to say which. There's a few different.
I was about
you could
to say Jessie
yeah.
Ware, but no, it's like very Jess Glynn. It's very like fun and high energy, and it's like you know, like it's just very inspirational and fun. And I'm like, oh, that's what gay pop is.
Okay, well, I'm adding that immediately to the playlist as well. We've just gotten a couple of messages. Everyone's a little bit thirsty now, saying now they want an espresso martini. That's from Andrew. And Little Jake Smith's in saying, just making my double shot long black as we speak. Yeah, it's too bitter.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't hit the spot for me. Well, we've got a bit more fun coming our way this morning. Your show in the Melbourne International Comedy Festival is called Not for Children's Programming. So I used that as inspiration for a little game we're going to play on air.
Amazing.
Which is about children's programming. Everyone, it's a Wednesday. So I've put together a Wednesday morning mashup and it's TV themes, all with a kids theme to them. I have put five together, and all you've got to do is tell me what the five ones are. Here they are.
We are a family. I'm back for them. They fight for me.
They're the rats. Call matters.
Mm-hmm.
get the five TV kids TV themes that you have to guess this morning on the show. How many do you reckon you know?
Oh, I'm going to be honest. I think there's one I definitely know. I think one everyone's got a freebie there.
It's one of my favourites, which is why it's in there. But only one? You think you only know one so far?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, let's have another listen. Let's see how everyone goes.
We are a family. I'm back for them. They fight for me.
They're the rat. Call matters.
And four out of those five are all Aussie. The first one is not. The first one's an American cartoon But if you think you can guess those kids' TV themes, why not message in 0427 569 949 or you can email us onair@joy.org.au. We're going to dive into some of our favourite kids' TV shows right after this. You're on Joy Brekkie and this is Side Effects by Becky Hill.
Joy.
It's 16 minutes past 8. You're on Joy Breakfast and I'm joined by Samuel Roberts in the studio, comedian, cabaret and everything. You do a bit of jack of many trades, don't you?
I do, yeah. I just try to keep it fresh and interesting. It's always fun.
Is it always a little bit terrifying? I mean, I'm a cabaret comedian as well, but when you enter something like the Comedy Festival that's in its final week, everyone, final week of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, so go and see stuff, where you go, I mean, I know I can sing and I know I can entertain, but you never quite know what you're going to get from audiences.
Absolutely.
When they step into a cabaret, comedy cabaret.
Yeah, I think we do have the luxury of at the comedy festival, people are ready to laugh, which definitely helps. When you go to like the fringe festivals and stuff, I feel like you just have to work that little bit harder to get them on board at the start and then they're good to go once you disarm them.
It's funny. I used to, every single comedy festival, I would always get a reviewer from one of the major papers that would start their review with, I don't like cabaret.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, then why did you come? I know you're given a free ticket, but why did you come to a cabaret show then? Give it to someone else.
Yeah, give it to someone else. Absolutely. I also think, like, people use the term cabaret way too strictly. Like, it's...
Oh, yeah.
Like, cabaret is just breaking the fourth wall, recognizing the audience is there. You can literally do anything on stage and it's a cabaret.
Yeah.
And so I think people like pinhole this idea of what cabaret should be, which is kind of like a singing a jazz standard and telling a story. But it's so far beyond that.
It absolutely is. Now, we are doing a bit of a mashup this morning with TV themes that we're trying to get everyone to guess. I have five TV themes that I've put together and they're all kids' TV themes that we want you to guess. Have a listen.
We are a family. I'm back for them. They fight for me.
They're the rat. Call matters.
Now, if you think you know what those five are, or even one of them, message into 0427 569 949, or you can email onair@joy.org.au. But one of those is pretty obvious, isn't it?
It is. It absolutely is. The last one.
Yeah, definitely. It's the last one. It's Bluey. Are you a fan of Bluey?
I do love Bluey. I'm a teacher by day, so I get to watch a lot of Bluey when we have downtime at school.
Are you watching it more than the kids? I love it. I'm obsessed. It's so... I'm just like, kids are so lucky to have this show.
Yeah. The amount of times that like I kind of like the episode ends and I turn around and there's just like a mess in the back corner because some kid's just like gone off and done something he wasn't meant to. And I'm just like, oh, obviously like taken away by what was happening on Bluey that I didn't even notice.
Have you seen the latest special that aired on the weekend?
I haven't.
You haven't seen it yet?
I've seen a lot about it on TikTok.
It's fantastic. 28 minutes long. I watched it yesterday. We were talking about it in the office and we all made a pact to actually watch it. We all made a pact to watch it so that we could talk about it. So that's what we're going to do today after the show. I cried. It's so good. It's such a good episode. But it also, in an exciting twist, which everyone is grabbing it by storm, is a confirmation of a queer family in the Bluey universe. Have you seen some stuff about that?
Yeah. I've seen a little bit of it, which is so good. Bluey's honestly been so good for, you know, recognising different parts of the community rather than just the sort of the norm, I guess.
Well, I think it's a good show that speaks to, like, diversity and intersectionality, and it's all just broken down in a really easy way for everyone to digest.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think it's like so important, especially like I think seeing the sort of, you know, the era of like things like Schitt's Creek and stuff where they're like creating these inclusive communities without sort of having to explain them first. Yeah, it's just like, this is the world we live in.
Yeah, but it's true. It is. Yeah. It is absolutely the world we live in. So in the latest episode of Louis, the sign, the 28-minute special, it doesn't feel like 28 minutes. And I was like an emotional mess in the most beautiful way possible during it.
I love that.
One of the kids in Louis school says, oh, my mum's told me, I don't have a dad, but my mum's told me he might come back one day. And it was just this or something. I can't remember what the line was, but it was so cute. Pretzel said it. And it's just like, oh, to have that nice little confirmation, because we actually get that already. It's so funny when we hear all about the kids in schools, think of the children, blah, 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 blah. But the kids are fine. Like the kids already know all of this. They, you know, see at drop off a friend with two mums and everything. It's something that they understand and are completely fine with.
Yeah, yeah, they get it way more than, you know, most people our age. Like it's so easy for them because they're not unlearning anything. They're learning it from the start.
Yeah.
It's just really simple for them.
It's so much easier. What was your favourite TV show as a kid? Do you have one that stands out in a massive way?
Well, I honestly watched Play School far longer than I was probably meant to. Like, I was just so obsessed with Play School. But I also did love Round the Twist.
Oh, I did as well. I mean, but when I think of the one that sticks in my mind the most, it's Romper Room.
Oh,
do you remember? So Romper Room did this thing where they would hold up a mirror and every single time would go, oh, look, I can see Michael and Jackie and Triana and just say all of these names. And I would always sit there just hoping one day they'd say they saw Dean. I don't remember that ever happening.
Yeah.
I feel like I was a little bit older with Round the Twist. I actually auditioned for Round the Twist.
Oh, did you?
Yes. And it was one of the many times I was told, you don't look Australian. Because I didn't. I'm a little Italian boy.
Yeah.
I got through to four rounds and then they were just like, we can't find a collection of children to pair you with physically to have you look like the brother. So bye.
Right. Yeah. To try and like you look like the family resemblance, I guess.
Do you have a favourite Round the Twist episode?
There's two.
Oh, okay.
There's the one where Bronson eats a fish and it ends up down south, and he becomes a really fast swimmer.
Yeah.
And the other one is when I think it was Lydia turned the chocolate machine into a human and he like shot chocolate ice cream out of his – oh, no, he shot vanilla ice cream out of his nose.
I don't remember. Oh, wait, no, I do remember this. Yeah. I was like, wait, no, that is a visual that I remember. The one that always sticks in my mind is with the little water thing and the urinal at school where peeing over the toilet is always what sticks in my mind. I think that was season two, not season one.
Yeah.
Because the change in actors.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, look, they could talk kids recasting very early back then.
Yeah.
You're on Joy Brekkie. We're getting all these messages coming through for our music mashup. So let's have another listen one more time. Do you know these kids' TV themes?
We are a family. I fight for them. They fight for me.
They're the rat. Call Mattis.
If you think you do, message in on 0427 569949 or you can email onair@joy.org.au. This is What Am I Gonna Do? You're on Joy Brekkie. It's 24 minutes past 8. Whether you're dancing, having a coffee, it's not our thing, but if it's your thing, that's completely fine. Or just getting up and starting to have a shower, give it a bit of a boogie.
Joy.
It's bang on 8:30 and you're on... That's my nieces and nephews who are listening in the car and were able to guess one of the themes that we have in our TV theme mashup. I mean, sure, it was the one that we already said, right?
Yeah,
so let's have a listen to them again.
We are a family. I fight for them. They fight for me.
They're the rat. Call Mattis.
If you think you know what they are, message in on 0427 569 949, or you can email onair@joy.org.au. Samuel Roberts, comedy comedian. We gave away what one of them was, which was
Bluey.
Yes, Bluey, because we were talking about the special of Bluey, and we've had a couple of different people messaging going, what's the name of the special? It's called Bluey the Sign. So when you head to whatever the thing is that you watch it on, there's the season 3 episodes, and this is a special that's after season 3. It came out on April 14th, and it's great. You've got to watch it. But there's another Aussie banger in there as well, isn't there?
Yes, because I'm also playing here in the studio. You have not told me what they are,
no.
And I'm trying to slowly decode them every time we listen to them to try and figure it out. But someone has...
quite a few people have messaged in, and you were like, I think one of them is this, so let's reveal it.
Yes, so it is The Ferrells.
Yeah. Did you love The Ferrells as a kid?
I did. I think, do you know, it's quite interesting because you look at sort of like puppet work sometimes and it's like quite frightening.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
But this one, like, I think because they went into the fact that it's like these are going to be feral.
They're feral puppets.
Animals, that made them so lovable.
Well, isn't it that funny thing where, I mean, we're growing up with Jim Henson that would sometimes do the darker puppet things but also go the other way. But when you ever think about any puppetry on kids' TV in Australia, it's intense. Like, oh. we go straight for the extremes.
So much. And even, like, because it's been sort of parodied throughout culture, like, you look at, like, that Simpsons episode of, like, is it Gibbo?
Yeah.
And it's just, like, frightening. Now we've got things like Annabelle that really just, like, and Chucky.
And takes it to another direction. We do really dive on in nice and early, keeping everyone on their toes. Let's have one more listen to those TV themes we're trying to guess.
We are a fan.
So we've revealed two of the five, but we still need... Have you got any ideas for the other three?
The first one, I'm just like decoding as like analysing the song itself.
Yeah.
And it would have to be some sort of superhero family.
It is a superhero family. That is correct for the first one. But you've got no other clue anywhere else.
No. I feel like I should get the fourth one.
All right. Well, let's have one more listen for everyone before we go to another song.
We are a family. I fight for them. They fight for me.
Should know that one.
They're the rats. Call Mattis.
So you're very much struggling on 1, 2, and 4.
Yes.
Yeah, they're the ones that you need to think about. And we've just had a suggestion. If you enjoy Jim Henson's puppetry, the best of Jim Henson's puppetry was Meet the Feebles. Not for children, but absolutely something worth watching. It is 26 minutes past 9. If you think you know what those TV themes are, message in on 0427 569 949, or you can email onair@joy.org.au.
Perfect.
Oh, more to go. This is Know Your Worth, and that's absolutely worth doing. You're on Joy Brekkie.
Joy.
It's 20 minutes to 9. You're on Joy Breakfast with G, not by myself, because Samuel Roberts, cabaret comedian, is joining me, who, as part of your promo for your comedy festival show this year, said in some of it, the lesser-known Dean Arcuri?
Yeah. I think I'm just like... just touching the surface of your footsteps at this point.
Oh, I don't know. They're pretty big feet, you know. Come right along. Right along. Now, we have been playing a music mashup this morning with kids' TV themes. And on that break, you guessed another one of them. So we have Bluey that we got correct.
Yes.
And the Ferrells. But there were three that you couldn't get. Let's have another listen.
We are a fan.
One you got. So So the fourth one was the one you guessed during the break. What was it?
Well, it was the Beach Waves that finally got it.
Was
it.
Like, is it Home and Away Kids Show? Is that what made you think
yeah.
it immediately?
Oh, no, I would have picked that out from anything, yeah. that song. That song is iconic. No, it was Blue Water High.
It's Blue Water High. So now we've got three out of the five. We've got the Ferrells, Bluey and Blue Water High, but we still need to get the first two. Let's have another listen.
We are a family.
That one. This one. So if you think you know what they are, message in on 0427 569 949 or you can email onair@joy.org.au. We were also talking puppetry and I just need to make a correction. Kenton has messaged in and I thought if anyone's going to get this, it's always going to be you, Kenton. I was thinking it when I was saying it. They were saying Jim Henson's puppetry in Meet the Feebles is great, but it's not actually Jim Henson's puppetry. It's Peter Jackson from New Zealand of Lord of the Rings fame. That's why Meet the Feebles is a little bit more off the wall as opposed to the Muppets. Well, it's now 18 minutes to 9, and coming up, we're going to talk a little bit of coming out.
Joy.
I'm not that girl when I'm with you.
It's 13 minutes to 9, and that was I'm That Girl by Bex. I'm joined in the studio by Samuel Roberts, cabaret comedian doing a show in the Comedy Festival, who locked his keys out of his house this morning, so can't get back in.
Yeah, so as I was so excited to come here this morning that I, like, rushed out the door and I've been having a backpack with my laptop and everything heading to the Motley Bauhaus.
You need a go bag when you're doing a show.
Well, and then I changed bags this morning and left my keys in the other bag. So I currently have no way to get into my house. But because we're here at the Victorian Pride Centre, I'm able to go home via the real estate. So I'll just pick them up on the way.
Oh, perfect. It's all worked out.
It is going to be fine, I hope.
All worked out completely fine. Now, we had poet Bailey join us earlier in the show who talked about transitioning during lockdown. And you actually have a little bit of a flip on that because you came out and then lockdown hit, didn't you?
Yes. So I told my parents. I came out to my parents because my sister just decided to say, Mum and Dad, Sam has something he needs to tell you.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but it came from a conversation of like, we're going to do it.
It came from a good place.
Yeah. It was fine. It needed to happen.
Yeah.
I was like 27. It was time.
So what was it like going, yep, I'm coming out, I'm stepping out, I'm doing my thing, and then suddenly everything shifts here and you're locked down?
Yeah, well, like I think I'd spent so long with this big secret and then I was just like, oh, finally Mum and Dad know, I don't care who else knows, so I'm just going to like be free, be open, talk about things. And then I didn't get to talk to anyone because we're all stuck at home doing nothing. So I think it just kind of like stunted where I was at.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden we get to like 2022 and then I'm now experiencing relationships and, you know, all these things for the first time. And
I still haven't experienced a proper relationship and I'm 46, so it's fine.
Good. But I just felt like one of my friends thought that I was in a crash course of homosexuality because I was just like, I was trying all these new things. I was going out. I was like, I was the most social I've ever been because I was like cooped up with this, you know, like excited little boy who wanted to like go out and see the world.
And then you wrap that all into a show that you've been doing at Fringe Festivals and doing at the Comedy Festival right now.
Yeah. So I've created Not For Children's Programming as sort of like a little journey of my coming out and sort of figuring out, you know, where I fit in the world. And but I also like just, I think for, you know, for me, it's new, but for other people, it's almost nostalgia of their, you know, their early 20s or whenever they decided to come out, really. So I thought, why not better to give them that sort of sense of nostalgia of, you know, me experiencing my first times by giving them, you know, a play school, a children's program feel to sort of like double down on that nostalgia.
Well, Ash has just messaged in saying, honestly, I think I need one of my brothers to do the same thing for me that your sister did for you, which was to go, all right, Sam's got something to say and just put it all out there. Ash says, I want to come out to my parents, but I keep legitimately forgetting to do it when I plan to do it. So, Ash, I was one of those people that would make a plan like, okay, I'm going to do it at dinner tonight. And then an hour later would just call and be like, oh, by the way, I'm gay, and hang up the phone. I would always undercut myself. You had a different experience. Do you have some tips for Ash?
Yeah, I think it definitely helped when my sister sort of pushed me into it, because she, and the best thing about her is that she's the most wonderful person ever, that she pushed me into it, but it also confirmed that she was always going to be there. Yeah. And so whatever worry you have about your parents, you know, how they'll react to it, at least I knew that my sister was never going to waver, and yeah, she would always still be there. I was very lucky that my parents were just like, yeah, we already know, you know, we've just been waiting for you to say it.
Isn't it funny when you just, we build this all up in our heads and go, okay, oh, well, that was anticlimactic.
It's so anticlimactic. And I was just like, surely, you know, like a disownment, something, I don't know, like I feel, where's the payoff here?
You were waiting for a disownment.
And instead they said all the right things. How dare they?
Oh, bless them.
No, look, no, I'm very lucky.
It's a nice thing. Well, this morning we have been playing a music mashup with TV themes.
Yes.
And now we're down to the wire. We're going to reveal the results.
Thank goodness. Those first two are driving me insane.
Well, this is what you've had to guess. These kids' TV shows. We are a family. Now, the first two were the ones you weren't able to get, Sam. So, but we did have someone message in revealing one of the answers. Are you closer anymore now?
No, I don't. I definitely can't get the first one. And the second one, I have seen what it is, and it makes so much sense.
Yes. Well, let's reveal. I'll reveal all of them. So here, I'll just put it down a little bit so it's in the background. This one was Bionic 6.
Right. Yeah, I never would have got that one.
Then we had Ship to Shore.
Ship to Shore.
The Ferals. Blue Water High. I almost forgot that one. And of course, Bluey! Which I can't stress enough, if you haven't seen Bluey the Sign yet, you absolutely need to. It is so fantastic, not just because it has queer representation in it, even just for a little bit, but because it's just freaking cool and Bluey is great.
Yeah, Bluey is great. Do you know, I think I nearly lost my millennial card not getting Blue Water High right away. That one.
I was surprised. I thought you would have gotten that bang on.
I loved Blue Water High.
It was great. Yeah.
They were the coolest people on earth.
Isn't it funny?
Yeah.
But it's all, look, when I play the Blue Water High theme at Trivia, which is, I've realized everyone knows it, but no one ever gets it.
Yeah.
Or there'll be one person in the room that gets it. It's one of those ones that, I don't know why, but it's one of those Aussie TV themes that everyone gets confused with.
Were we just looking at, like, were we just too busy looking at people in their bathers?
Well, there's a good point there, yeah. But you were the only one to get it this morning. So
yes.
Good job.
Yeah, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, no one was able to message in with Blue Water High.
Yeah, no, I find it so funny because as a kid I was like, they're the coolest people ever. And now I think of, like, they were probably, like, in their world, it's like Byron Bay and it's,
yeah,
you know, and now they're probably all influencers off doing their
well,
thing.
Well, I mean, that's what everyone's doing now. You've got pretty much no other option.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming, joining me as my special guest co-host.
Thank you for having me
on the show. Absolutely a pleasure. We're going to put the details up to your comedy festival show, Not For Children's Programming. That is still on for one more week.
Yes.
We're going to put all of those details on the Joy Breakfast social, so you can check out those details and and go and see it and relive your nostalgia in whatever way works for you.
Perfect.
We've just got a message. I'm going to watch Bluey episode 49 straight after the show. That's the kind of energy I like to see. We've influenced enough to be able to do that.
I'm going to go home and watch it.
You should, well, as soon as you get your keys, because you're kind of locked out.
Yeah, get back in the house.
Thank you so much for joining me on the show this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
It is 9:05 and you're on Joy Brekkie.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.